Jesus' point. It is impossible for one who trusts in riches to enter the kingdom. It takes a miracle for a rich person to get saved, which is quite the point of what follows. All things are possible with God. Learning to do exegesis. How then do we learn to do good exegesis and at the same time avoid the pitfalls along the way? The first part of most of the chapters in this book will explain how one goes about this task for each of the genres in particular. Here, we simply want to overview what is involved in the exegesis of any text. At its highest level, of course, exegesis requires knowledge of many things we do not necessarily expect the readers of this book to know. The biblical languages, the Jewish, Semitic, and Greco-Roman backgrounds, how to determine the original text when early copies, produced by hand, have different readings, the use of all kinds of primary sources and tools. But you can learn to do good exegesis even if you do not have access to all of these skills and tools. To do so, however, you must learn first what you can do with your own skills, and second, to use the work of others. The key to good exegesis, and therefore to a more intelligent reading of the Bible, is to learn to read the text carefully and to ask the right questions of the text. One of the best things one could do in this regard would be to read Mortimer J. Adler's How to Read a Book, 1940, revised edition, with Charles Van Doren, New York, Simon & Schuster, 1972. Our experience over many years in college and seminary teaching is that many people simply do not know how to read well. To read or study the Bible intelligently demands careful reading, and this includes learning to ask the right questions of the text. There are two basic kinds of questions one should ask of every biblical passage: those that relate to context and those that relate to content. The questions of context are also of two kinds, historical and literary. Let us briefly note each of these. The historical context. The historical context, which will differ from book to book, has to do with several things: the time and culture of the author and his readers, that is, the geographical, topographical, and political factors that are relevant to the author's setting, and the occasion of the book, letter, psalm, prophetic oracle, or other genre. All such matters are especially important for understanding. 1. It simply makes a difference in understanding to know the personal background of Amos, Hosea, or Isaiah, or that Haggai prophesied after the exile, or to know the messianic expectations of Israel when John the Baptist and Jesus appeared on the scene.